Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
If you had less than 1 week in the game of figuring out how long Donald Trump can maintain his new tone on coronavirus, you won the game. Today, we'll discuss that, plus how coronavirus is redefining this presidential election in huge and important ways. And TikTok banned from Biden campaign staffers. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. Donald Trump couldn't make it a week in his professed new tone on dealing with the coronavirus. You may recall Donald Trump in the White House briefing room last week holding news conferences again on this issue in an attempt to show his command and control in the face of poll numbers clearly stating the American people does not think that he has command and control. So what you had is Donald Trump trying to say, hey, I feel your pain. The worst is ahead of us still, and we're going to get through this. I'm in charge. I'm paying attention and taking this virus seriously. I'm canceling the Jacksonville portion of the convention. But that's not the real Donald Trump. How long was that scripted Donald Trump going to last? Not very, is the answer. Just last night, Donald Trump started retweeting bogus science about hydroxychloroquine, a video that social media sites actually took down because the doctors were saying that the drug could help cure coronavirus when, in fact, that's bunk science. There's Donald Trump retweeting it. And he's also retweeting criticisms of Anthony Fauci, a person we've discussed often on the podcast, the most trusted scientist in America when it comes to providing the American people information about the pandemic. Well, Mr. Fauci was on Good Morning America this morning with George Stephanopoulos on ABC, and he was asked about the president's retweets.
I don't tweet. I don't even read them. So I don't really want to go there. I just will continue to do my job no matter what comes out, because I think it's very important. We're in the middle of a crisis with regard to an epidemic, a pandemic. This is what I do. This is what I've been trained for my entire professional life, and I'll continue to do it.
To the charge you've been misleading the American public?
I have not been misleading the American public under any circumstances.
So this isn't as much about Trump versus Fauci again. We've seen those wars sort of play themselves out. But it is about the president, when he is with the Twitter machine and his thumbs on his phone, is different than the president that his aides and campaign team are trying to script and get back to a more disciplined, constant, and cohesive message on the coronavirus. This is Donald Trump. And there was no way that he was going to be able to maintain the discipline required that he has been completely unable to demonstrate through 4 months of this crisis now. All of a sudden, 1 week, turn it around and become a different person. Two other matters today that I want to make sure you guys hear about. One, COVID is clearly the defining issue of this election in voters' minds, but it's also having real impact on these huge tentpole events that have defined American presidential elections for decades. These conventions keep getting smaller. Democrats now down to 2 hours of primetime programming, 9 to 11 p.m. We're learning that there are going to be daily COVID tests for everyone on site in Milwaukee and protective gear handed out for people. And now the president is saying he is indeed, in a full reversal from where he was, going to accept his party's nomination in North Carolina.
All I know is I'll be in North Carolina, and that's a very big deal because we have a lot of the delegates there, and that'll be a nomination process. And that's essentially where the nomination, where it's formalized.
Add to that the debate, the first presidential debate in September scheduled for Notre Dame, no longer happening at Notre Dame. This is now the second time in the last couple months that one of the universities selected by the Commission on Presidential Debates to hold one of these consequential affairs has bowed out because of concerns of holding that event in the midst of the pandemic. So now the first debate going to Case Western Reserve in Ohio, which was the site of the 2004 vice presidential debate. They've done it before there, and they're going to pick up the pieces that Notre Dame left behind here. So the debates will move forward. But again, having two debates move locations is just unheard of in a cycle, clearly having impact. And finally today, if you take a look at any young person's phone today, you will see the application TikTok. You know, the videos and choreographed dances. It is a hugely popular social media application, and it has major security concerns, particularly that it is a way for China to gain information. Well, guess what? The Biden campaign has now instructed all of its staffers they must remove TikTok from their phones. So don't expect Team Biden to be using TikTok in a way to court young voters this cycle, even if that's where young voters are sort of congregating. And if you work for the Biden campaign, you better get TikTok off the phone, because the campaign is concerned that it is a substitute for spying software in many ways. That does it for today's Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.